Hey, Charles Goldman with me here, folks. Ed Fallon, your host, and I want to remind people that a very important commemoration occurs this coming week. August 6th marks the, 80th year since the bombing of Hiroshima, and August 9th marks the 80th year of the bombing of Nagasaki in Japan. And there are commemorations all over the place, and here in Des Moines, there will be a commemoration on Thursday nights, August 7th, at the Japanese Bell, very appropriate location, which is on the south of the Iowa State Capitol building on the judicial grounds. But a good reminder to think about the fact that we still have this nuclear sword of Damocles hanging over our heads. And there were a couple reminders about that recently. One was that... maybe some people remember Dmitry Medvedev, the former Russian president.
A mostly ceremonial position.
Yeah, right. And the guy posted a tweet on, I guess he's on X, suggesting that...
of course he is.
Suggesting that if he was president, he would be ready to launch a nuclear strike if tensions continue to rise regarding the war in Ukraine. I mean, this is a former president who has no authority.
Who's considered a troll even there.
Even in Russia, he's considered a troll. A troll among a nation of trolls.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Trump's response, I mean, there should be no response, right? Just ignore
exactly.
The guy, right? He says that they're going to deploy nuclear-capable submarines to, quote, appropriate regions, meaning closer to Russia in response to what he called a threatening tweet.
Right. Yeah, we don't know what he meant by that. First of all, he used the word nuclear submarines. We don't know if he meant their nuclear, powered submarines, since they all are.
Yeah.
Or I assume he meant, nuclear missile equipped.
Submarines with Trident missiles
on them. Those missiles can be fired from 4,000 miles away. They don't have to be repositioned to be able to strike their targets.
Yeah, I mean,
this is about details. It was like in 2015, he was asked about the nuclear triad by Hugh Hewitt, who's now a big, Trump person.
He didn't say it was the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
No, he didn't say it was the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, but he certainly had no idea what the triad was.
Right.
And, he just answered, well, it's nuclear. So the other thing is, if you're president of the United States, why would you even be making any public statement? I guess he's taking his security advice from Hegseth. I'm going to say out there on Truth Social, moving the submarines
around. He doesn't even need signal. So here's what he actually said. Here's the actual quote, Trump, quote, "I have ordered two nuclear submarines to be positioned in the appropriate regions just in case these foolish and inflammatory statements are more than just that. Words are very important and can often lead to unintended consequences. I hope this will not be one of those instances."
And he ended it by saying, "Thank you for your attention to this matter." He literally did.
He did? I missed that part.
Yeah.
Okay.
"Thank you for your attention to this matter."
Yeah.
It's just part of distraction.
Dangerous.
Of course it's dangerous.
Yeah.
It's dangerous, and it scares your own people when you start talking about nuclear submarines, right? Mm-hmm. But it's that he's being trolled by the Russians, and he's annoyed, and this is how he plays out his annoyance. He's just not
he
able
does not like to
be, walk away
and
just ignore this.
Yeah. That is common among dictators. I think it's safe to call Donald Trump a dictator, or a dictator in progress. They don't like to be made fun of. And one of the first steps that toward the overthrow of Milosevic in Serbia back in the year 2000 was the young activists who were organizing the resistance started making fun of him. He didn't like it. Dictators do not like being made fun of. Hitler did not like what Charlie Chaplin and the Three Stooges did to him.
That's correct. And that's because
their ego is too big.
No, it's just the opposite. Most of these people actually are deep into what's called the dark triad.
A different triad.
Yeah, this is a different triad than the nuclear triad, in which they're actually, especially as they go further and further into their sort of megalomaniac, you know, narcissism, they have ego dissolution. And so that their ego is very weak. And that's why every single slight is amplified. And that is why they overreact to things that most people okay. would walk away from.
That's fine. The bottom line, I mean, what Trump really has done, though, he's reminded us of just what a dangerous world it is, and that, you know, we are capable. We alone, certainly when you add in the fact that China, Russia, India, Israel, England, France all have nuclear weapons, North Korea, we're in a very precarious situation. I mean, these weapons of complete annihilation are ready to go off. They're on high alert. I mean, even Putin, you know, indicated that nuclear weapons were being advanced to a high alert position. Mm-hmm.